Community activist Arthur Burton says Virginia's juvenile justice system is at a critical juncture.
Either we can arrest behavior or we can continue to arrest individuals.
Since 2005, the state has taken steps to downsize its juvenile incarceration real estate. Now lawmakers and the Northam administration are negotiating how many new facilities to build and where to put them. Juvenile intake cases have been decreasing for more than a decade, and many young adults in the system are now African Americans from metro areas like Richmond and Hampton Roads. Burton says it's time for Virginia to shift away from building large, expensive youth prisons.
Why are we locking up children? Why are we spending hundreds of thousands of dollars when we could easily be in communities preventing this behavior and making sure children have healthy and safe and economically sound lives?
Public safety officials say the Department of Juvenile Justice, or DJJ, is on a path of positive transformation. The agency has implemented free rides for family visits and a more rehabilitative approach for corrections staff to follow. Last June, DJJ shut down the 270-bed Beaumont Juvenile Correctional Center in Powhatan County. But less than a year after closing the youth prison and investing part of the savings into third-party service coordination and community programs, lawmakers are considering rebuilding it.
The subcommittee recommends a new 156-bed juvenile center on the Beaumont site.
Delegate Luke Torian chairs the House panel that deals with financing construction. He says the state planned to borrow money to rebuild the center in Chesterfield and construct a new one in Chesapeake, but the necessary land transfer fell through after activists intervened. During floor proceedings just before lawmakers returned home last month, Torian explained his subcommittee determined Virginia could save about $38 million in construction and operation costs by rebuilding at the Beaumont site.
Because we already own the property now, whether that's good or not, I don't know. But we're trying to do the very best we can and be good stewards of the Commonwealth resources.
Members of the Senate and the governor's administration prefer a different plan. That proposal includes two slightly smaller, more therapy-oriented correctional centers. One would have 60 beds in Isle of Wight and the other 96 beds in Chesterfield. But a local coalition led by Valerie Slater with Rise for Youth is lobbying for a more radical change.
Rise is advocating that no monies be allocated to build any juvenile correctional centers, no new youth prisons.
Pointing to reports from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, she and others say a regional system of small facilities, each with a maximum of 30 beds, is better for youth rehabilitation. Public safety officials say 30 beds is a nice goal, but it's impractical and expensive. Homeland Security Secretary Brian Moran says the administration will continue to pursue a two-facility plan. As lawmakers negotiate the budget, Art Burton and others will be at the Capitol trying to convince them this model doesn't work.
You only break the cradle of prison pipeline by breaking the pipeline. You're not going to break it if you leave it intact. Either we're going to break it, and if we're going to break it, let's break it now, and let's start diverting kids, and let's put more preventive programs in place so that there's less kids coming through the pipeline.
Burton and Slater are planning to hold a vigil and hand-deliver advocacy postcards to elected officials in two separate events this month. Soraya Wintersmith, WCVE News.